Is the Book of Moses a temple text? John W. Welch defines a temple text as follows. Quote, "It is one that contains the most sacred teachings of the plan of salvation that are not to be shared indiscriminately and that ordains or otherwise conveys divine powers through ceremonial or symbolic means together with commandments received by sacred oaths that allow the recipient to stand ritually in the presence of God." Several such texts are found in the Book of Mormon. In addition to the texts of Ether 1 through 4 regarding the brother of Jared, the most notable are Jacob's speech in 2 Nephi 6 through 10, Benjamin's speech in Mosiah 1 through 6, Alma 12 through 13, and 3 Nephi 11 through 18. End of quote. In modern temples, the posterity of Adam and Eve trace their footsteps of their first parents, first as they are sent away from Eden, and later in their subsequent journey of return and reunion. Because the Latter-day Saint Temple Endowment explicitly presents the story of Adam and Eve, it is already obvious to endowed members of the Church that the Book of Moses is the temple text par excellence in Scripture. What may be new to them, however, is that the temple themes in the Book of Moses extend beyond the story of Adam and Eve to their culmination in the story of Enoch. While Moses 2 through 4 tells the story of the down road, Moses 5 through 7 follows the journey of Adam and Eve and the righteous branches of their posterity along the up road. More specifically, stories in the later chapters of the Book of Moses, following the precedent of the account of Adam and Eve, illustrate specific temple covenants that are unfolded chapter by chapter in the sequence that would be expected by endowed Latter-day Saints. Indeed, Mark Johnson goes so far to suggest as that the temple covenant-making themes in former times help dictate both the structure and the content of the material selected for inclusion in the Book of Moses. Moses 1 can be best understood as a prelude to the temple text in Moses 2 through 8. Both the overall narrative structure and the many details within Moses 1 place it squarely in the genre of the ancient heavenly ascent literature. Temple-going Latter-day Saints who read accounts of heavenly ascent will quickly discover that the structure and symbols found in such stories are strongly related to the theology and rites of the temple. However, while stories of heavenly ascent bear important similarities to ancient and modern temple liturgy, they make the claim of being something more. Whereas temple rituals dramatically depict a figurative journey into the presence of God, the heavenly ascent literature contains stories of exceptional individuals who experienced actual encounters with deity within the heavenly temple, the completion or fulfillment of the types and images found in earthly ordinances. In light of pervasive temple themes throughout the Book of Moses, it is significant that it was revealed to Joseph Smith more than a decade before the full temple endowment was administered to others in Nauvoo.